Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Here we go. It is a Wednesday of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Good to have you with us.
God, what's the color I got going on? Chelsea, I look like I'm covered in green. I look like it's St. Patrick's Day over here. It's the Thanksgiving Eve edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Great to have you with us. Coming up, which one of our bets were turkeys last night? In 20 minutes, we'll get to the Thanksgiving slate of NFL games, and it's my streaming corner at 6:40. Going to have a lot of fun as we get you ready for Thanksgiving. Good morning. How you doing?
Ah, well, it looks festive. Like, green at least is a Christmas color. And it feels like everybody has their Christmas lights up. So, like, it could be worse, even though green is not the most flattering of skin tones. Like, you look more like the Grinch.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Even Max is like, yo, I'm going to fix that later. So, normally I'm really white and really pale, and this is just sort of highlighting that. So, happy St. Patrick's Day to all who celebrate on November 26th. What's going on this morning? Are you excited for tomorrow?
Yeah, I have a lot to do, so it doesn't feel like a day off. So we're going to start making sides today. I cleaned the house yesterday. We went grocery shopping. We have started thawing the turkey. So it's one of those things where it's going to be fun, but it's also a lot of work. So I'm a little nervous for that. But it should be a good day, and I'm excited for our menu.
Oh, can I have a little sneak peek of what's on the menu? I said yesterday that we were probably going to cook something, and now we're debating. We're going back and forth. So let me live vicariously for a moment.
Ah, well, I try to do, like, traditional stuff and, like, things that everybody's going to like. Like, I don't do, like, big departures from the normal traditional sides. So we're going to do turkey, obviously.
Okay.
We're going to do stuffing. We are going to do mac and cheese. We're going to do sweet potato casserole. We're going to do some sort of steamed veggies because my mom does not eat meat. And then we're going to do pumpkin pie cookies. I'm going to do like a couple appetizers just for people to pick out. We're going to do some type of charcuterie board, cheese and meats and grapes. And then I think that's it. I feel like I'm missing something. I think that we're going to do mashed potatoes as well. So it's going to be a big menu and it's a lot to do. So yeah. My work cut out for me.
Oh, man. I got a nap coming up. Man, you're going to be working, but I know you got to send us all a picture of once this spread is done before people dig in, like what it looks like, because I feel like even though it's going to be a lot of work, once it's done, it's going to look awesome.
See, here's my big dilemma is last year I did, I cooked the turkey upside down, which is a method that is used by Martha Stewart for good reason. And the turkey was really delicious. It's just for aesthetics and for, like, the picture purposes, it's really difficult to flip the turkey because you have to do, like, the last 15 minutes on the correct side to make sure the skin is brown and that color that everybody likes. But I'm trying to decide, and I feel like in cooking, you just kind of have to stick with something and roll with it. But I'm still in that undecided territory. I'm like, should I do it? Should I do the normal type? Should I do it upside down? So that's what I'm wrestling with currently. But it does make the turkey very moist. It's something about, like, it doesn't overcook the breast skin, but it keeps the juices from, like, the dark meat, and they kind of trickle down to the breast. So that's the problem with turkey, is sometimes it's dry. I feel like that kind of insulates it from some of those problems. So I do think at the end of the day, I'm probably going to do it. But again, it's only the fate of the entire family's turkey resting in my hands.
It's okay. Not a big deal. But, you know, if you make a mistake, the whole family falters.
Figure it out!
Get the turkey right! I don't want to... Can Jake get a natty light? He's been on the couch for 2 hours, Chelsea. And the beer's not going to get in his hand, you know, by itself. He needs a little help here. Is he going to help out in the kitchen?
Oh, yeah. Jake always helps. So he will be doing something because I'm going to need a few extra hands. And, like, the tough part is I don't have an industrial-sized kitchen. So, like, I have one oven. So a lot of this will be timing. And I'm like, okay, you need to put it in at this time and take it out at this time. Then the rolls go in at the very end. So I don't know. I feel like there's probably, like, a spreadsheet coming up in my future, which I absolutely hate. I know you're the king of Google Docs, but me not so much, but it will require some planning.
Well, Chelsea, speaking of roles, you're on a roll when it comes to your bet. You're 1-0. How's that?
I'm on a winning streak of one game. All right. So I'll take this win, though. Northern Iowa in college hoops last night, laying the 7.5. This was more me fading Loyola of Chicago, one of the worst covering teams in the entire country, moves to, I think, the worst covering team in the country. Loyola of Chicago now 0-7 against the spread this year. They have not covered in a single game. Northern Illinois wins it 72-51. And the thing is, Northern Iowa has a pretty solid defense, top 50 in the country. So I knew if Loyola Chicago was having offensive problems, it was not going to stop against Northern Iowa. So I'll take my dub and my one game win streak.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. I knew last night was not going to be great for me. Fine. Tennessee, Houston under 135 and a hook. That's one of those classic bets in college basketball. Not a classic, you know what I'm talking about, where it's like, okay, it's not a bad bet, but I didn't feel great about it because I haven't really delved into the college basketball space just yet. Tennessee wins 76-73, 149 points in that game, so that's a loss. Donkster was a game ahead. He has the Thunder laying 10.5 tonight against the T-Wolves. So for the week, Chelsea, you are 1-0. I am 2-1. Denton is 1-1, and the Donkster still waiting for a dub. It is a daily tip here on the BetMGM Network. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. Hope everyone's doing well. College football playoff rankings released last night. Not a whole lot of changes to tell you about. The top five remains the same. Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, Georgia, and Texas Tech. The only real change in the top 10 is that Oregon jumps ahead of Ole Miss. So they go from 6 when they were at 7 previously, and then it's Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Alabama, BYU, and Miami. Miami moves ahead of Utah at number 12, but not a whole lot of surprises here, Chelsea.
Yeah, I think what stands out to me and lives, like, rent-free in my brain is that Ole Miss is standing there in the top 10, and their coach is still a hot name when it comes to the open coaching jobs. And I think to myself, I don't think this is the case, because I do think Oregon has earned their, you know, ranking and earned their way up the board with that big win over you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
USC, the offense looked really good, and Oregon has played better football down the stretch. But do you think Ole Miss's ranking would change if Lane Kiffin was not, you know, the ringleader of this circus that's currently going on?
I think that's absolutely going to happen. They mentioned that last night. Hunter Yurecek, who is the chairman of the committee, said as much, which I think is wild. Like, you can't punish these kids who have busted their butts all year long if Lane decides to leave. And I mean, we don't know what he's going to do. Is he going to go to LSU? Is he going to go to Florida? Is he going to get a win in the Egg Bowl and announce, guess what, everyone? I'm staying here. And everybody loses their minds. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if Ole Miss knows, but it would not be fair at all if they win that game and then the committee says, well, guess what? You're going to have a different coach. We don't know what Ole Miss looks like without Lane, so we're going to punish you guys. I don't understand the thought process behind that at all. Ultimately, this is about the players. This is about the teams themselves. And certainly, you know, coaches leaving or getting fired, that's a part of the deal. But the record is the record. I can't believe they're actually considering that. But they admitted it last night.
Right. And, like, my question is it influencing this ranking? Because, obviously, they've even said as much, like you said, if Lane Kiffin leaves the program, that it is going to affect their ranking. But even now, it feels like, especially for these schools who are not Ohio State and Georgia and Texas A&M and Indiana who feel bulletproof, there's a lot of campaigning going on. Like, maybe because I'm here in Nashville and I hear, like, the Vanderbilt coach constantly campaigning for Diego Pavia to win the Heisman, for Vanderbilt to get a spot in the college football playoff. It feels to me that Lane Kiffin should be campaigning for his program, because I keep forgetting that Ole Miss has a chance to win a national championship this year. Like, it's wild. It doesn't feel like a storyline. And I understand that maybe they're not on the level of some of those contenders, but, like, you look at their ranking and they certainly have a chance. So it's just wild to me in a sport where campaigning kind of matters, that that's not really the case. And it almost feels the opposite. They're like, nobody's talking about Ole Miss and how good of their team, how good their team is, because they're talking about Lane Kiffin. No matter how many times he brings his running back on Pat McAfee, I still feel like that should be, like, the key thing for Ole Miss and not the coaching search.
Yeah, I think so as well. And you just wonder, like, how much of a distraction is it to these players? Maybe it's not a distraction at all. Ultimately, you know, when you're taking on your arch rival in the Egg Bowl at Mississippi State, and I really don't think Mississippi State has a chance here, but it's still a rivalry game. You still never know. But there has to be some sort of chatter, like, is our head coach going to be with us or not? You know what I mean? You can't avoid it. And even if these players say, well, I stay off social media. No, you don't. No, you don't. And these kids, I don't blame. You're right. You guys are staying on social media. You're on everything, which is totally fine. It's not a knock. I absolutely get it. But the idea that these guys aren't paying attention or that they don't know what's going on is just not true. And I'm not saying they've said that. It's just that it's unavoidable. Even if you tried to stay away, there's the chatter. People are talking about it. It's going to be on the air no matter where you go on your phone. So it has to be some sort of factor in that locker room.
Oh, absolutely. Like, all of these kids are not immune to what they hear on TV, because at the end of the day, like, they're still young kids, with the exception of Diego Pavia, who's like 35. But still, they watch these shows. We know they do. But I think this is an interesting set of rankings, because it will be the ultimate test of some of these teams and these coaches if they can keep the blinders on, because it's rivalry week for a lot of these teams. And it's going to be difficult to see your name in this top 10 and be like, okay, well, our rival is having a down year, and all we have to do, cruise control, we just got to win this game. So we have seen stranger things happen in college football. I do think, like, the teams at the top obviously are probably going to be safe. But, Jenks, do you think anything changes for Ohio State if they lose to Michigan?
I mean, they'll fall, But they're not going out of the top 12. So the question will be, how far are they going to fall? I know we have differing ideas as to what's going to happen. I think D-Day is on Ohio State. I'm going to be on Michigan in this game. It's a big spread. It's 10 points. We'll talk about that later on. We do our pick six. But ultimately, this is a team that even if they lose, I mean, Michigan is still a top 25 team, right? And it's a rivalry game. And of course, the Buckeyes should win this game. But they're not going to fall out of the top 12. The question will be, do they fall out of the top five? Do they fall to six, seven? I don't think that's going to happen. You know me, I'm trying to find an avenue for Texas to get in. They're sitting at 16, and it's just not going to happen. Like, I need them to beat Texas A&M. I need Ole Miss to lose. I need an upset along the way. Remember before the season when I was bragging about how I have a hotel room in Miami at a good price for the national championship game? When Texas was the favorite to win the national title and Arch was the favorite to win the Heisman Trophy. And now that reservation is staring me in the face. I haven't paid for it yet. It's not due until January and I can cancel. But my thought is, do I just go ahead and cancel it now? Or do I talk Catherine into just going on a quick trip to Miami in January? Which we could probably do. And it's a nice hotel room. But I feel like I might get even more depressed if I go down there and like, what are you here for? Well, I was hoping Texas would be here. Instead, it's Ohio State and Indiana or whatever.
Or worse, if it's Texas A&M.
Oh,
when you tell people, you're like, yeah, I'm from the state of Texas. They're like, go Aggies! And you're like, no. Like, you will be in a state of suicide if your entire hotel is filled with Aggies. Like, so, no, don't do that.
That's true. I didn't think about it. Like, God, if that happens, I'm honestly, I'm just going to cancel. I'm going to cancel this during the show is what I'm going to do. I'm going to cancel this during the show because there's no way. Actually, I will wait. Stranger things have happened. You know, they slide in at 12 after maybe beating A&M. And then what happens? People are like, Texas shouldn't be in as a three-loss team. I don't care. Maybe they'll slide in. But I think we both know it's not going to happen. I can't believe it's almost December. I feel like the start of the season was almost yesterday. And here we are talking about the road to the national title. It's coming. Also coming up on his show, NFL Thursday. We're going to check out the slate of Thanksgiving Day games and see if we can gobble up some cash before Chelsea makes the spread for the family. She's the rock. That's coming up next on the Daily Tip. It is here on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.